Hello, friends, and welcome back to the second hour of Out of This World Radio with your host, Ted Marr, broadcasting live from the studios of KKNW on 1150 AM here in beautiful Bellevue, Washington, just outside Seattle on the west coast of the United States. The purpose of this program is to raise consciousness and make this world a much better and happier place, and I know that with everyone's help, we can and will make this earth a much better place. I pretty much made all the announcements at the beginning of the first hour, but I want to tell you that briefly I'll be having my next Galactic Wisdom Conference in Olympia, Washington, from April 12th to the 16th, 2019. The website is www.galacticwisdomconference.com. And if you register early, there's a substantial discount of only $55 for the entire conference. And I hope you can all come. In addition, this summer, from July 2nd through the 8th and September 6th to the 11th, 2018, I'll be taking a group of people to Mount Shasta, Telos, and the Hollow Earth. It's an amazing trip. The cost is only $200 per person and includes free dry camping right next to several entrances to Telos and the Hollow Earth. If you're interested in coming, please call or email me. My phone number in the United States is 509-750-9793, and my email address is outofthisworld1150@gmail.com. The Telosians and the people of the Hollow Earth have asked me to spiritually screen everyone who applies, and most people, they welcome most people. In coming. So, but please contact me if you're interested, and I'd be happy to consider you for the trip. Well, it's late there in England, and my friend Simon has agreed to stay on for a few minutes to answer some more additional questions. Simon, can you hear us okay?
Yes, Ted, I'm here.
We were talking off air a few minutes ago about psychic attacks, and you mentioned that the way that they do it is to take a person of a photograph. They take a person's photograph, and then the negative psychic, for example, will attack a certain part of a person's body, like a throat. And you mentioned, tell us what happened on Kerry Cassidy's show.
Yes, I was being interviewed by Kerry Cassidy yesterday, mm-hmm. and we'd had a heck of a time getting on her. The YouTube live account went down. We got a message saying the server was off. All her videos disappeared. Mm-hmm. And it would look like we weren't going to be able to do it. And she said it never happened to her before. She was able to get on through Facebook somehow. I don't know if she's very technically minded. I'm not. Somehow got on through Facebook and managed to work it. And we were into the interview, and I suddenly heard her coughing and splattering, and it sounded quite bad. And I felt the energy, and I knew she was being attacked. Mm. So I just sent to the audience, and out loud to the live audience, look, send love and light to Kerry. She's being attacked now by a satanic force. Mm-hmm. And we got rid of it within about 20 seconds.
Good.
But what happens is that these people will have a photograph of an individual. They'll have a coordinate or a map, and they will then just attack that person's lungs or their eyes or their throat, whatever it is. And you know, why don't they get a decent job? Why would anybody want to sit around drinking coffee making someone else ill?
Right.
What sort of life have they had?
Right.
You know, how can they go home in the evening and actually be happy? They must be very miserable, and they must be very sad people. And the reality is that there is this capability amongst all people to have a psychic strength, but only a very small proportion of people are able to do it.
Right.
And they divide into the good and the bad, like everything else.
Well, I'm getting a message from the other side, and what we're doing today in talking about this, Simon, is that it's like shining a light on rats in a basement, because they all scatter when you put the light on them. So let's shine some light on the a group of negative psychics being employed by the Chinese government outside Beijing and outside Shanghai, which are attempting to negatively influence the Emoto office in Tokyo, Japan. So let's say this little prayer for us. For them, it's the Ho'oponopono that's used for water cleanup, but I think it'll also help them as well. And I want to direct it at the psychics to send them lots of love and light, because they don't like love and light, but it's what they need. And I think they are very unhappy people. And then I want to do a prayer for the Emoto office as well. And please repeat after me. We'll say it three times. We're sorry.
We're sorry.
Please forgive us.
Please forgive us.
The negative psychics in China, we love you.
Negative psychics in China, we love you.
And we thank you.
And we thank you.
Let's do it two more times. The negative psychics in China, we're sorry.
negative psychics in China, we're sorry.
Please forgive us.
Please forgive us.
We love you.
We love you.
And we thank you.
And we thank you.
Boy, this is causing quite a stir in their office right now. They're listening. Let's do it one more time. Negative psychics in China, we're sorry.
Negative psychics in China, we're sorry.
Please forgive us.
Please forgive us.
We love you.
We love you.
And we thank you.
And we thank you.
We mean you no harm, but please stop your negative activities.
Yes, please stop it. Yes, definitely.
And then I want everyone to visualize a cone of white light around the Emoto office in Tokyo. They do beautiful work in spreading the love, the message of love and gratitude throughout the world. And they're beautiful people, and they should be supported. So just please take a minute if you can, and please send love and light to the Emoto office in Tokyo. And I know they would appreciate it. This is done at the request of Dr. Masaru Emoto, who passed away in 2014, but I've been in contact with him ever since. Actually, I'll tell you a quick story. On July 25th, 2014, when I had Dr. Emoto on my Out of This World radio show, in the middle of his interview, I asked him whether his techniques of sending love and light and positive thoughts for water crystals would work to bring peace in the Middle East. And he said, oh, yes, it will. It would. So we spent 3 or 4 minutes sending love and light to the Israelis and the Palestinians, Simon, who were fighting at the time at the Gaza Strip.
Right.
And we did a little prayer of intention, asking that there would be a 12-hour ceasefire between the Israelis and the Palestinians for them to exchange food and medical supplies. Well, the show ended, was from 3 to 4 p.m. Seattle time. We did that at 3:30 Seattle time, and I went back to where I was staying, and I turned on the television at 8:30 p.m., and there, I turned on CNN, and just then, the Palestinians that came across the bottom of the screen, the Palestinians and the Israelis had just agreed to a 12-hour ceasefire to exchange food and medical supplies. So it's documented, and it does work. And I think today's action, sending love and light, not only to the negative psychics in China who've been attacking the Emoto office, but also to the office themselves in Tokyo, will really help them. And like you said, the people who do this kind of negative attacks must be very unhappy, but I don't wish them any harm. I just wish they'd stop it and find a better way to earn a living. So.
I think there we probably can, on a very high and positive note, we can probably leave it for today, can't we?
Absolutely, absolutely, Simon. I'm looking so forward to having you on my show again on May 18th in 2 weeks, and of course, if anything comes up of an urgent nature, please send me a message and I'll have you on sooner. I can always make time for you on my shows. Simon, you're a wonderful person and I really enjoy talking to you. You have so much wisdom that you give the humanity for us. So thank you so much for coming on today.
Well, thank you, Ted, and thank you, Eric, for all the things you do behind the scene and obviously the wonderful audience, not just in the state, but in the US and across the world. Oh, one thing, Ted, before we go. Mm-hmm. I've been told that the people in Great Britain can't pick you up live. Is that right? They can't pick this up live. They have to wait for YouTube.
If they want to listen to the show live, you go to www.1150kknw.com.
Right.
And you go to my radio station website, then you click Listen Live. Between 2 p.m. to 4 p.m. Pacific time, which is between 11 p.m. and 1 a.m. in Britain, or in Germany or anywhere in central is it 11 to 1? No, 10 p.m. to 12 midnight.
10 to 12.
10 to 12.
Okay, that's really helpful. Thanks ever so much.
And then if someone is sleeping or they can't listen live, then simply go to the website itself, and within the next 24 to 48 hours, usually 24 hours, it's on my website. Now, today's show, my web designer is actually on a family vacation, but she may be able to get it done tomorrow. I don't know. I know she's traveling today, but she's really good. She gets it on as soon as possible.
Hmm. Yeah. This is it, isn't it? Without all this help, without the support, we can't do it. So we're all working as a team.
That's true.
We're working together. Listen, God bless to you, Ted, and everybody, and I look forward to seeing you soon.
All right, Simon, you have a wonderful day, and thank you again so much for coming on today. Always a pleasure.
Thank you.
All
God
right.
bless.
Bye-bye, Simon. Thank you so much for coming on. And with that, I have a wonderful guest waiting who's been patiently waiting, Carrie Clancy, coming to us. She's actually from Australia, but she's in Bali. Bali must be such a beautiful place. And Carrie, are you there? Okay, we're going to get Carrie on here in just a minute. Let me tell you a little bit about Carrie. She's a very experienced spiritual channeler and healer. I talked to her the other day when I was doing a show for my television show for her. She had a near-death experience some years ago, and it completely changed her life in what she does and healing people. And today she does all kinds of things, including Reiki, chakra meditation, crystal healing therapy, yoga, Tibetan singing bowls in helping people. And she was also recently certified as an Ayurvedic consultant, gaining knowledge in yoga therapy, mantra therapy, and chakra therapy. Of course, Ayurvedic medicine is traditional medicine in India. It's very old and ancient, and she's an expert in that. And I'm so happy to have her on today. Carrie, are you there?
Yes, I'm here, Ted. Can you hear me?
Oh, it's excellent. Your connection today is much better than on our television show the other day.
So sorry that happened.
Oh, don't.
Anyway, it's good now.
No worries. I'm so glad that I was very concerned about having you on today, and I'm so glad you found a better internet connection. Well, Carrie, welcome to Out of This World Radio. I'm so happy you could come on today.
Thank you, Ted, and thanks for having me.
My pleasure.
Pleasure.
My pleasure. I also want to thank Michiko Hayashi, the Moto Peace Project in Tokyo, for referring me to Carrie. Carrie's a wonderful person, and I know everyone will really enjoy listening to her. She works at a place called the Yoga Barn in Bali, and their website is www.theyogabarn.com. Carrie, tell us about your near-death experience some years ago, and what happened, and how that changed your viewpoint on life.
Okay, well, what actually happened, as I was saying a few days ago, that I actually was in a doctor's surgery and I was having injections for allergies. Mm-hmm. And this particular day, which was no different than any other time I'd been in, I've been having these shots for 18 months, I actually went into anaphylactic shock. At the time, I didn't know what was happening. It was like this big surge of energy just, first of all, started in my feet and then right through my body, and then all of a sudden my body was in so much pain I couldn't move. I was aware of everything going on around me, but I couldn't have no control over my body. And within what seemed like moments, seconds, I was out of my body looking down at all the commotion that was going on, particularly being able to feel like doctors and nurses touching my face and talking to me. I was very present of that. And then, I was sort of, as I was looking down, I was very aware I was dying, but there was still trying to think of the right words to explain, I still felt like I was here, if that makes sense. So, and sure. Then within a few more moments, I was with my three, I have three children, and I was with them. It was like I was taken into another dimension. Mm-hmm. And my three children were there who weren't even in the room. One of them wasn't even in the state. So I found that was really interesting at the time. But their sadness and their grief was shown to me. They weren't articulating in any way or communicating. They were just, I could see that they were full of grief and they were crying. And I was saying to them, I was able to communicate to them, but it was like they weren't communicating back to me. And I was telling them how much love and joy is in my heart, and not to fear death, because it's such a beautiful thing. So I sort of went from, oh, I'm still here, now I'm in this joyful, blissful place. I don't want to be anywhere else. I just want to be in this love. There's so much unconditional love. My heart was just flourishing with joy. Mm-hmm. And, I was getting very, very excited telling my children this. And then I became, it was like I was taken to another dimension. And I was the light and it was me. And that pure, pure bliss and love. It was like nothing else can get in and take this. It's just who I am, who we all are. Then it was like, you know, time is no essence. It's like time just doesn't exist up there. It's just like this happened, now this happened, now this is going to happen, and that's what it is. Yeah, and it just keeps, it was just like that. So as for time, I don't know how long it was, but when I came back, it was like, oh, I'm back here. Now what just happened to me? I want to go back there. So, and it was the next day that became very, very interesting because I had this deep connection with all the elements. Which is part of Ayurveda, actually, which was interesting. So when I learned that, I learned about the how we are deeply connected to the five elements, meaning, you know, air, water, Mother Earth, space. You know, we're connected to everything. And in that moment of the next day, I became part of that and I felt a deep, deep connection. And not only that, I was seeing, feeling, and just communicating with angels in another realm. They were in my bedroom. It seemed like their energy was just in that one room, and when I left that room, it was no longer there. They were no longer there, so I had to sort of come back, and I didn't really feel like – I didn't go to work for some time because I didn't feel like leaving. The way I felt when I felt when the angels were there, or my grandparents came through as well, so their spirit was actually there with me too. But I felt this inner guidance, like it was like a pull in my heart to guide me and direct me to where I needed to be. I now know that's my life purpose, and the direction and the guidance I had been given was to show me the way. I came to Bali, and that was like an inner guidance feeling of in my heart that you just now have to go to Bali and you need to go to Ubud and you need just to go there. And I'm thinking, well, where do I need to go? And am I going with someone? No, you're going by yourself. So it was like all these things coming through. And that's when I discovered Yoga Barn. And having no idea at the time that one day I would work there, because that was a few years ago and the near-death experience was 7 years ago. So this is how, I guess, inner guidance and just trusting what's been communicated to me at the time, trusting that that was they were guiding me, that my, you know, spirit connections, divine connections were guiding me to where I needed to be. It was interesting, the first day I discovered Yoga Barn and I did a meditation there that I actually relived my near-death experience, which was very, very profound because I actually lived all the pain I was in, and the pain that I was in at the time is was so overwhelming and horrific. In this meditation, I actually thought I was going to pass out and I didn't know where it was coming from. And then all of a sudden, just something inside me said, or someone that was, I know now it was channeling, someone was channeling me to say, take a deep breath and sit up straight. And the moment I did that, the pain stopped instantly. And then I had an experience with Buddha. Buddha and I were together. I was dressed for some reason. I didn't understand at the time why am I dressed in a sari, and I had a scarf over my head and jewelry on my forehead. And Buddha said to me, he gave me diksha, put his hands on my head and gave me diksha, which is a form of a blessing. It's quite common in India, and he said, you have, and I was crying, and he's saying, you have a beautiful, beautiful heart, and you need to use your heart to heal others. And it didn't make a lot of sense at the time, but now it does. When I went on my, as part of my spiritual journey, or I guess my awakening to why I'm here, the purpose is to teach people about love and what that actually means when we go self-love, unconditional love, connecting to our soul at a higher level, that when we ask for guidance with love in our heart and through our heart, that we will receive that guidance in a form of channeling. You can call it what you want. You know, there's many names for it, channeling, or I'm receiving, or I got this divine message came through in my dreams, I received something. It's whatever you want it to be, it is real, and I speak from experience. So, yeah, such a beautiful, beautiful experience for me to have that. And now that's what I do. You know, I've ended up working at Yoga Barn. I love it there. I love that I have the opportunity to engage people and teach them and bring them back into their heart and connect them with their soul and who they truly are.
Beautiful. That is so nice. When we spoke, I'm so glad you're here today, Carrie. You're a very talented and person who's in touch with the other side and some very beautiful entities. When you were on my television show, for example, you brought in Buddha, and I was wondering if you could bring this wonderful entity again, if possible.
Yeah, So what would you like to, how would you like to do this? What would you like to ask, Buddha?
Well, I always like to ask the other side of my spirit friends on the other side is how we, on this side of the veil in the third dimension, how we can make this planet a better place. And any advice, people are always asking me that. So I'd love Buddha's advice and guidance.
With Buddha was on a journey himself, and for those that who have ever read what Buddha did in the past, was he was born into a very wealthy family and protected by his parents in that wealth. And one day he just went on a journey of he saw the other side and how the planet or the world was suffering. And what he did was went on a journey to try and find out what that meant. And in his journey, he realized that to have light, we need to have the shadow or the darkness. This is the awakening. So when we talk about or feel that we're having a feeling of darkness or shadow, which could mean many things. It may mean I feel depressed today, I feel sadness today, I feel grief today. There's many, many words. I feel angry today. So, you know, there's a whole list of words, guilt, shame, they all come under that. That would be considered as a grey or a darkness. Mm-hmm. And the idea is to get back over and awaken to the light, the love, the inner love, the inner joy, the inner compassion, that for the inner self, and to do that, part of that is connecting to our inner child. Our inner child is connected to our soul. When we are born and we come in, and even science now has proven at the moment of conception, there is a spark of light. Too much emphasis is put on our past life, how we were, what we did, in a shadow. But if we can turn that shadow into a light, and it doesn't matter what we did in the past or who did it, or, you know, whether it be parents or grandparents or ancestors or whatever, it doesn't matter. They just didn't know any better. They did what they did at the time, what they thought was right. It's the knowledge that we have today that we can take into the light, into the love. We're born with unconditional love. You only have to watch a small child or a baby. And the interesting thing when I was studying Ayurveda in India was learning, I studied with Professor Padmanabhan, who's a yogic professor and a professor of psychology, which I felt really blessed to have studied under him. But one of the things he did say, watch a baby at about 6 months old, and they do every asana, yogic asana, which is a yogic pose. And it's interesting how he said, because they have that knowledge. We all have it when we're born. It's it gets sort of taken out. Unconditional love, if you watch a small child, they're just looking up. And what are they looking at? You know, sometimes the parent might say, or the elder might say, the adult might say to them, stop daydreaming, but they're not daydreaming. They're connected to something, divinely connected, and their hearts are so full of pure love and joy and unconditional love. And I say, I have a three-year-old granddaughter, mm-hmm. and I say she is my biggest guru, my biggest teacher, because I watch her and her unconditional love. And the day I said to her, you are so cute and beautiful. And I mean, she wasn't quite 3 years old when I said this to her. She looked at me, looked straight into my eyes and said, Nan, you're cute and beautiful too.
Oh, how nice. Oh, what a beautiful.
Yeah. So beautiful. That's what gives me joy, and that's the key. You know, if I was to deliver a message from Buddha, find your joy, find your love, find what it is that gives you happiness, and share that. You know, it doesn't come in a form of money or a material thing. It comes from inside us, in our heart. And if we feel ourselves disconnecting that and going into the shadow or the darkness, which the words I mentioned, you know, the anger, the depression perhaps, or anxiety or guilt, shame, whatever, any one of those, we need to then bring ourselves back and awaken to the joy. That's enlightenment. That's the message Buddha was spreading. You know, that's the love. It doesn't come in a form of something external outside of us. It comes within us. And our connection with the five elements is Mother Earth is prana. Prana is air, oxygen, our life force energy. It's one of the same. We use that for healing within us. So if anybody listening to me right now, if you just gently closed your eyes and took a subtle, gentle breath.
Okay, slow down, Carrie. That's a good thing. So everyone out listening today, please close your eyes and take a soft, gentle breath. Go ahead. Yeah, go ahead, Carrie. Yeah.
Okay, thank you. So just gently closing your eyes and feeling your breath with awareness. Slowly, calmly, peacefully, feeling your beautiful pranic breath coming into every cell in your body. Deeply feeling with awareness. And on your next breath, bring that up into your beautiful heart, your loving heart, your inner peace, your inner being, gently, calmly, lovingly. You are now connected to your soul, to your inner being, the divine that lies within you, within each and every one of us. You are now connected. Namaste. Okay. And
nice. Thank you. Thank you, Carrie. I think what time is it? Early in the morning there? I heard chickens in the background.
Yeah, roosters actually. It's actually 6:30 a.m. So 6:30 in the morning.
Okay.
And
sorry to get you up so early.
I'm up with the roosters and the chickens.
Well, they're obviously enjoying this as well. I think they're listening to what you're saying. So they're doing breathing exercise too.
I love hearing them actually. Yeah.
Oh, how funny. How funny. I know you went to a spiritual conference recently in Australia. What was, if you don't mind me asking, what was that like? Was it a pretty amazing?
Do you mean the one in India?
Yeah. The one in India.
Yes, I went there. That's where I met Makiko from the Emoto Peace Project in Japan, and such a beautiful, beautiful soul. And as you mentioned earlier, that's how we connected. So, it was the reason why I was at the conference. I was invited by a spiritual organization, which is international, called Brahma Kamadas. And when I first went to India a few years ago, this is after my Buddha experience, I wanted to find out why I was there, and I met an Ayurvedic doctor in Bali who suggested I go there because I had this strong interest in Ayurveda. And I met, it was interesting, when I started my training, in the next room were Brahma Kumaris, similar to Mikiko from the Emoto Peace Project. She was next door to me at this conference. So this is how I believe divine works. He will put you where you need to be and connect you with the people that you need to be with. So at the when I was first in India and I met Brahma Kumaris, a small group of them, they asked me what I actually did. And I said, oh, I do healing work. And I had this experience, this near-death experience. And, you know, I told them a little bit about my life and what was happening at the time. So one of the sisters asked me, would I do a healing on her? And when I did, it was so profound and so beautiful that the whole session for the hour, I was crying with so much joy and love in my heart. And when she opened her eyes, she said, the room was full of angels.
Oh, how nice.
Such a beautiful, beautiful, a beautiful, beautiful experience for both of us. So she then invited me to her ashram, which I stayed, and I had such a beautiful, beautiful, lovely experience with them, with her and her other sisters and brothers there. And then the connection just stayed over time. And I mean, Brahma Kumaris are here in Bali, they're in Australia, so I started connecting with all the brothers and sisters from Brahma Kumaris, and then invited to the conference to actually talk about love and peace, which is what I did in India. And then got invited to the conference, and and met Mikiko, so and this is how it happened. So
wonderful, wonderful.
I did that meditation. There was about, I think, 5,000 people in the auditorium at the time, and that was just a little snippet of the meditation that I do. But I actually did that meditation, and then for a couple of minutes, and then I asked everyone, because their heart, I got them into a place of love and joy, and their heart was just full, could they expand that out to the whole planet and send that love out? Which is one of the things we can do, you know, if we are with a small group or even on our own, just send out, keep sending out the love. And vibrationally, that will be felt, because we run on a vibrational frequency, and love holds a frequency of about, I think the average person from the research that I've done is about 200, 250. However, people like, if we talk about Mother Teresa, Buddha, the ascended masters like Shiva and Krishna, Lakshmi, any of those, they run at a vibration at about 700. So if we're operating at a level of unhappy or anger, or we're down below 100. So if we're in a place of love and joy, and we can send that out, that frequency will reach others.
Well, that's very interesting. You talk about vibrations. I know that for thousands of years, the vibration of planet Earth, or called the Schumann resonance, was at 7.8 hertz. And then my listeners have heard this before, but I'll just repeat it briefly. And then in September of 2016, Carrie, those vibrations almost doubled to 13.8 hertz. And since that time, it's now upward close to 200 hertz. Last summer, I underwent a hypnotic regression and time traveled in 3 years, then 3 years. Now it'll be 2 years, two and a half years into the future. And what I saw was that the vibration of the planet by the next 2 years, two and a half years, will be about 800 hertz. And it's going to get very, very high. And what that means is that negative governments, negative corporations, and negative people, they'll either have to adjust themselves to the new vibrations, or they won't be able to live here any longer, and they'll leave.
Yes, and that's what the messages are, the divine messages I receive. It is also in alignment with exactly what you're saying, Ted. 2018 is the, and I'll just mention this for the listeners in case they're feeling a little bit wobbly. or feeling a little bit shaken. Mm-hmm. It's because 2018 is one of the biggest shifts so far. Like that's so far. So it's just going to increase and increase with what you're saying. Mm-hmm. So people, and I know lots of people that are drawn to me saying, I don't know why, but I saw your card or I saw you on Yoga Barn website and I was drawn to come and see you. I said, that's because you need to be here because mm-hmm. this is you need to just tell me what you need and then I can guide you to where you need to be, because the people that are blocking, the way I word it, is the people that are blocking consciousness from shifting mm-hmm. or blocking super consciousness, they will be put somewhere else because they have to be. Mm-hmm. Because they're actually blocking and they're stopping the planet from becoming what it should be, which is pure, pure love and joy and peace.
I've been in touch with President Jack Kennedy, John F. Kennedy, for the last several years, and he said that the destiny of this planet has become a kind, benevolent, and very much higher vibration planet. He tried to institute those changes, good changes, to try to help the planet ascend back when he was president back in the early 60s. Unfortunately, there were negative entities there, negative forces, which murdered him. But the difference between then in 1963 when he was assassinated and now, 2018, is that the changes, instead of coming from the top down, are coming from the bottom up. And it's everywhere. And the negative forces are on the run. And they know they're losing, and they can't stop it either. And so we are ascending, and the vibrations of this planet are much higher. They're the highest they've been in tens of thousands of years right now, and it's going to go a lot higher before it's finished.
It's happening very, very quickly, which is why I think people sometimes feel a little bit shaken up, because they think, what's wrong with me? But it's not what's wrong with them, it's what's right with them.
Right.
And they're going through the change. They're making a choice, a conscious mm-hmm. choice. Mm-hmm. I don't want to be that. I want to be this. It's like, I guess what I say to my clients, and I hold my hands out and I say, well, here's, I've got Hitler on one side and Mother Teresa on the other. And look, I mean no judgment with these. These are just words and feeling words. I get people to feel. But I just say, which one? Pick one. What makes you feel good? Or do you want darkness or do you want love?
Mm-hmm.
And I say, pick one. It's your choice.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You
exactly.
know? It's a conscious choice. Do I want to stay in the darkness, in the shadow? Mm-hmm. Or would I like to be in the light and love and joy?
What I'm seeing, and what I've been told too, I wanted to share this with you, Carrie, is that for those entities who do not want to spiritually advance, who want to stay in third dimension, who want to continue to be negative, they will not be allowed to stay here on the planet. And there's another Earth-like planet in a lower part of the third dimension, on the other side of this solar system, in the same orbital path as this planet, but they'll go there and they'll work out their karma for the next Katun cycle in the Mayans, which is 25,800 years, which I think is a long time. They some people may think that's not very long, but I do. But that's their choice, you know. People like George Bush will go there, the Rockefellers will go there, the Rothschilds will go there, and that's fine. I wish them well. But there's another planet that's waiting for them, and I'm sure they'll have a good time. So that's their choice. So
yeah, and it is a choice, you know. Mm-hmm. Like I said, love or darkness, which one do you want? It's mm-hmm. it's that simple.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Oh, absolutely, absolutely, Carrie. Well, tell me a little about where you are in Bali and your Yoga Barn. You have other healers there as well, and do you have classes and sessions there? Sounds like a beautiful place.
Yeah. At the moment, I do some meditation and I run workshops as well, and I run actually Sacred Heart Healing, I beg your pardon. Mm-hmm. Sacred Heart Healing workshops, which I'm doing a retreat, actually my first retreat in India coming up in October.
Wonderful.
Which will be, yes, thank you. It'll be going deep into, we'll be diving deep into the hearts and of We'll be doing yoga meditation, like Sacred Heart meditation every day. We'll be doing some puja. I'm working in conjunction with Dr. Asghar from Greens Ayurveda in Kerala and his staff. So there'll be Ayurvedic doctors present, helping out, sharing their knowledge, doing consultations with the group. And, yeah, it'll be amazing. So it's very, very exciting, and it'll be at a resort in India, which in Wayanad, which is a beautiful, beautiful place. And the doctors that actually own this resort have said, you can take the whole resort. We won't allow anybody else to come in while you
How lovely.
Your retreat here. So I was so blessed. But I guess it's another thing with divine guidance. Mm-hmm. But getting back to what I do here in Bali, I do sometimes I do work at Pyramids Chi as well. So there's pyramids here that have beautiful, beautiful energy. And when I do, I'm a gong and sound healer as well. So when inside the pyramid, people lie down and I just play the instruments and they receive a frequency of sound. Ted, what you mentioned earlier about the frequency of sound and the hertz. So there's certain hertz that hit the heart and also hit on a cellular level, vibrate with our cells, and they then it's like a form of healing. So if the cells are stressed, the cells within us are stressed, then those cells are stimulated and start rejuvenating through sound. It's a bit like Ayurveda uses plants, medicines, to heal the cells that are a bit like shadowy or grey and bring them back to life, like back to the light. Well, there's a frequency of sound that does the same thing. And if there's the frequency of sound hits, I think it's 528 hertz.
That's right.
It actually aligns with all the chakras and keeps the chakras. The chakras are like an energy vortex that run through the body that streams into our nadis and our mamas, meridian. So if that's, excuse me, if they're blocked through on a cellular level, when the cells are dark, the actual they become clogged, if it's a word. I mean, if you could see me, I could draw it, but they become clogged. And when they're clogged, they stick and together, and they can't, the prana or the life force energy can't get through the channel. So then we don't feel good, or we might experience body pain, or there's certain things that are happening. We might experience anxiety and things like that, and that's because the life force energy can't get through. But with sound, when it hits certain hertz on a cellular level ourselves, it's like they jump up and say, wow, I'm awake, and I love this. You know, it's like being at a party with yourselves, and they're waking up. So yeah, and I love doing that because you know, the sound healing as well as the spiritual teaching with what I do and running the workshops, because it allows me to really connect people back into their, on an emotional level, back into their hearts, and they have that experience through breath, which is very healing.
Well, I have to tell you, there's a wonderful sound healer here in the United States called Tom Kenyon. He doesn't live too far from Seattle, and I think he splits his time between here and New Mexico somewhere. But sometime, if you ever come to the United States, please let me know, and I can give you an introduction to him. He's a good person. He does wonderful, wonderful sound healing. He was on my show several years ago.
Oh, that would be amazing. I love expanding with other healers from around the world, you know, because we learn from each other, and I think co-creation is like on its way up, you know, coming together and saying, let's share our knowledge and, you know, help this consciousness shift.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I was going to ask you, Carrie, what other spirits can you bring in? I'd be interested to know, because we may want to talk to them today.
Yeah, it's interesting because when this first happened to me, I actually, when I first went to Yogavan and had that experience with Buddha, then that person, that healer that was facilitating that meditation, which happened to be an ancient Indian meditation called Ananda Mandala, mm-hmm. we connected straight away. And I said to him and his partner, you should come to Australia and do some work. You can stay in my home. And it was like I just knew him like a brother, you know.
Yeah.
So he did. So we did Ananda Mandala meditation every day, and that was profound because Lakshmi, who's our ancient, I didn't know who she was. I had to ask him, and I said, I remember on this particular occasion, I said, I don't know who she is, I think she's from India. She's just, because you've got to think, now I hadn't been to India at this stage, and I didn't know this was called channeling, so I was very, very still learning. And I said mm-hmm. to him, this is what she looks like. And I said, it's interesting because she's got gold coming out of her hand, and I don't know what that means. And she's spraying me with what looks like gold coins. And he goes, oh, my God, sister. He calls me sister. Oh, my God, sister, that's Lakshmi, goddess Lakshmi.
Oh, my goodness, that's wonderful.
And I said to him, who? And he said, goddess Lakshmi. And I go, who is she? And he said, oh, she's the goddess. She's the ancient goddess from India. And she's for health and wealth and well-being. And this is such a beautiful thing for you. And I said to him with a confused look on my face, what does she want with me? Mm-hmm. What does she want me to do? Mm-hmm. I'm really confused. And he said, I don't know, but it's beautiful. And mm-hmm. I said, well, I don't know what to do with all this, you know, that this channeling. And I often say to Shiva, because I was given Shiva when I was in India, like a beautiful picture of Shiva. And I look at Shiva and I go, you channeled me first, okay? You know, like this, mm-hmm. because they like to have fun.
Mm-hmm.
Playful, and that's where I got the information about inner child, because mm-hmm. any deities that channel me, they like to have fun.
Mm-hmm.
I have Shiva on my bed sometimes, and mm-hmm. he has his hand up like a high five, and mm-hmm. I'll just walk in the room and I'll go, high five, Shiva, you know, and it's like, there you go, I feel the joy, you know, my heart just fills with love. But that's what they want, have fun, mm-hmm. have joy, you know, live a life full of fun and joy, and that's inner child. So that's why I got the information about the inner child, have fun, dancing, play, whatever you need to do to keep that joy in your heart.
Mm-hmm. Beautiful, beautiful. Well, sometimes people get so busy here in the United States, they don't have time to smell the roses or smell the coffee, as the case may be.
And the moment you open your eyes, I say to people, just put your hand on your heart and breathe. Mm-hmm. Do that little technique of breathing into mm-hmm. your heart. It's such a beautiful thing. Mm-hmm. You are connected to your inner being, and that's a kickstart to your heart for mm-hmm. the day, mm-hmm. a kickstart to your love and your joy mm-hmm. through the day. And I might just mention too as well, some of my clients, and it's not really, it's randomly, their past relatives that have crossed over will come through, especially recent ones. For example, I had a client who I didn't know who it was, and when I described them, they said it was my father here who passed away about 3 months ago, and I actually could see him sitting in the chair over there. So there's different things that happen, and I don't know that's happening. I know that it's coming through me. I can feel that, mm-hmm. and sometimes I'll get a visual of who that person is, but it's the person that receives from me that's there, or through them. They come through me. Like, it's like the entities come through me.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, or the spirit comes through me for the other person, because they get more than what I do, if that mm-hmm. makes sense. I'm
sure.
Just like the conduit.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Wow, beautiful, beautiful. Well, I hope you don't mind me asking you this, Carrie, but do you see any spirits around me?
I would have to close my eyes.
Okay.
And when I channel, so it's like, going in to connecting to who I really am, if that makes sense.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that makes sense. Sure.
Yeah, and I need to get a visual of you.
Okay. All right. Well, some other time then. I was just curious.
Yeah, because a lot of it is because because when I'm with, and I haven't really done a lot, even when I do Skypes, it's not about I'm just thinking what's coming through is I need to be like looking into that person's eyes, like being really present with them, if that makes sense. Oh, I remember, to give you an example, when my granddaughter was born, she was about 2 hours old when I reached the hospital, and I remember my daughter just handing her to me. I looked into her eyes and she was looking into mine. I mean, she was 2 hours old and she smiled at me, but I felt a deep connection to her soul.
Sure.
And I could feel that she was connecting to mine. And now she's older, I know that, that's what it is. But yeah, it's sort of, yeah, if I can explain it in that way for people to understand. So it's like looking deeply into someone's eyes and then things actually come through, or I'm touching them. Like I'm holding, I can hold their hand and something will happen.
Wonderful. I want to ask you, what's the vibration like in Bali? Is it a very high vibrational place? It must be. It must be beautiful there as well.
Yeah, I guess it's like anywhere in the world. You know, the vibration is what you truly make it and where you are. You know, there's still people here that I run at a low vibration, but there's still there's many people here, including healers, that run at a very, very high vibration. But getting back to, I guess, what we said we're talking about earlier, you know, the people that aren't in the right place are going to be shifted out of those places, and I can see that already happening, especially in Bali. So, and it's happening all over the world. So I don't want to just single Bali or Ubud out. But yeah, there's different, and even people that come and see me can feel that, and they say, I've been coming to Bali many, many years and there's a certain energy now that's not like it used to be. And, you know, and that's the reason. So in saying that, though, Bali still is a beautiful place. You know, I've had a wonderful experiences here, but I also have had them all over the world. So,
well, the entire planet is shifting now rapidly into the higher dimensions. And I'm, I was just curious to see what it's like in your part of the world there. But I can feel
it. What you're feeling where you are is the same as I think as what I'm feeling where I am. So I think no matter where you are in the world, it doesn't matter, because this is a point that I'm making, because some people just attach to, I need to be in a certain place to feel good. But I say that's not what is making you feel good. What's making you feel good is you're allowed your heart to open to a certain place. To feel good, the power lies within you to feel good. So you can do that anywhere in the world. But I guess if you come to a place like Bali or somewhere that makes you feel good, I mean, my place really is Hawaii, where my heart just flourishes. I love the energy here. But and there's many, many other places around the world, but it's allowing yourself to do that wherever you find the joy, or get yourself into a state of, I'm allowing my heart to open. And that can be anywhere or with anyone. And I think when we learn to do that and not attach to a certain place or a thing in the world, then we can do that anywhere in the world. And if we can reach that level, that's consciousness. That's going, okay, it doesn't matter where I am. If I feel like I'm in the shadow, if I'm in this particular state or country or in the presence of these particular people, if I know I can bring myself back to the light, well, then you're awakened.
Right, absolutely. Well, Carrie, we're just about out of time, and I'm just so happy you could come on today. You're a beautiful soul, and you have a lot of wonderful knowledge to give everyone. I'm so happy you could come on. We're just about out of time. We've got about another minute left. But what's your website again at the Yoga Barn if people want to find out more information about you?
Well, my website's actually Kerry the Healer, so it's www.kerrythehealer.com.
Okay.
So it's just K-E-R-R-Y, then T-H-E, and Healer, H-E-A-L-E-R, all one word. I also, if Facebook is the same, and Instagram.
Okay.
Kerry the Healer.
Kerry the Healer, kerrythehealer.com. Wonderful.
And I'll just mention, quickly, if I may, that was given to me by a young man from Germany that I met in India when I was studying Ayurveda. And he said, I did a healing on him, and he said, wow, that was amazing. You should be out in the world. People need to know about your work. And he said, I'll set something up for you. So he set it up for me.
Oh,
and
nice.
Thank you. His name is Lauren from Germany. And he said, you're Carrie the healer.
Oh, wonderful. That's wonderful, Carrie. Well, listen, I want to thank you so much for coming on today, Carrie. You've given a wonderful interview, and I'm looking forward to talking to you on my television show on May 12th, too. So,
yes, me too. I'm so excited. Yes,
wonderful.
About that.
Wonderful. Well, Carrie, thanks so much for coming on, and I hope you have a happy and really beautiful weekend. Thank you so much for sharing your wisdom.
And thank you so much, too, Ted, for having me and sending love vibrations out to everyone that's listening. And please give yourself a hug and love today.
All right. Thank you so much. Thank you so much, my friend. Charlie, are you there?
Yes, sir.
I almost forgot, but I'm glad I got you on the line. I'll be at Crystal Voyage Spiritual Center this weekend in Tacoma on Saturday and Sunday. On Saturday, I'll be there all day from 11 a.m. to 7 p.m., and then on Sunday from 12 to 5. And Charlie has a beautiful crystal shop in Tacoma on 38th. And thank you, Charlie, for coming on short notice.
Hey, thanks, Ted. Thanks for having me on. Appreciate it very much.
All right, my friend. And if you'd like a reading, please stop by. And I hope everyone has enjoyed this show today. Carrie Clancy's a wonderful lady, and I'm so glad she could come on with us from Bali in Australia. I hope everyone has a happy and wonderful weekend. Again, thank you so much again for listening and supporting Out of This World Radio. Together we can make this world a much better place.